because as soon as it hits you, you literally are looking behind you because you feel something tapping you in the back.
So Matt TN Games with Mark Umbrellaro. Is that correct? Now, Mark, first of all, let's talk a little bit about TN Games and briefly what I'm wearing.
Okay, so what you're wearing here is our Third Space vest and our new HXT helmet that goes with the Third Space vest.
And explain to me why I'm wearing this gear, Mark.
Okay, well, our Third Space product line is an impact generating system for video games. So what it does is it takes the two-dimensional video game environment and actually gives you the three-dimensional impact that is happening to the game from the game action to you.
Okay, when you say three-dimensional, let's take that one step further. What exactly do you mean?
Well, if you think about it, the game developer is really working in a three-dimensional space. There's all these models that they're creating in their video game. But when you're playing it in 2D. You're playing it on a flat screen. Or you might have some cool goggles that give you a three-dimensional effect. But really, it's a 3D space you're running around in. So what our device does is it communicates with the game code, and it takes impacts and gives you a three-dimensional experience. From that vest, if you get shot from behind, you'll actually feel the bullets hitting you in the back.
Oh, yes, you will. I just did a little practice round.
Yeah, so again, with our core vest, you're getting the three-dimensional impact in that video game space. But now we've added the helmet effects as well, so you've got not just chest and abdomen and back, but now you have all the headshot effects as well.
Yeah, and when you first put it on, it's interesting because you're really not expecting it, and it's just enough pressure. So, for instance, I was getting shot by an enemy on the roof. So all of a sudden, I felt all this pressure on the top of my head, only to look up and then finally see that I was actually getting shot. And it's just enough pressure before it actually hurts. Is there a pain threshold where you guys like, okay, let's see, who's like the test dummy? Like, let's see how much pressure we can put on this.
I am. I'm the dummy. I'm the crash test dummy, since I'm the doctor. Yeah, the funny part was when we prototyped it, I found that thing on my desk. I had no idea. So I put it on, the thing flew off my head.
Thank God that you did definitely tone it down a little bit. Now, you are the doctor, so you actually created this.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what kind of technology do you need in order to code this to like a FPS?
It's actually real simple. Our SDK is a very simple instruction set that we give to game developers to add to their games. The idea is, I mean, they're spending lots of time and lots of money building games. The last thing we want is to have them really be bogged down putting a few extra lines of code in. So we try to, on purpose, make it real simple. So really, you know, 2 or 3 days worth of work and testing, and you can add that to a game. It's really simple.
Now, you're a doctor, and you came up with a video game vest and helmet. I'm assuming it's not from free time. How did that happen?
Well, actually, the technology started. The original idea is creating a medical device that would allow you to do physical exams remotely. So what we've done is basically take half of that technology and port it into a simplified version, and you've got the impact vest.
And what types of first-person shooters does this vest and helmet work on?
Well, right now we have our own game called Third Space Incursion that ships with the vest. We also have a Third Space-enabled version of Call of Duty 2. So those have the game code hard-coded into the game. We also have several mods on the website that you can download to play along with games like Quake and Doom. And then we also have developed our own Third Space driver that will add these effects to a lot of other top-tier games and more as we speak.
Now, I got to ask, are you going to stop at the head and the chest, or are you going legs, feet, toes?
No, actually, we've got a full body suit. So the helmet's the first thing we've been introducing to people. But yeah, there'll be arm covers and leg covers. And we also have different versions of the technology for other types of games. The shooter games is what we're starting with, but we have, you know, GeForce for driving games and some other vest concepts for other types of games.
So I just had a chance to actually play your first-person shooter, and I had a great time with it. What's the title of that, and where can people find that?
Yeah, it's called Third Space Incursion, and right now it's available on our website at tngames.com.
And Mark, where can people get the helmet and the vest?
Well, the vest is available at our website, tngames.com. We also have some retail outlets on the East Coast with J&R Music World. The helmet will be available at the end of this year, and we're actually starting European markets in the next couple of months.
Hey, it's a blast. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
It's TN Games. Check it out. And Mark, he's a surgeon. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Saves lives.